Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Crisco does it right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco does it right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
Oh, this is bad news for anybody who plays video games for hours on end.
You too?
Yeah. Luckily, boys. I don't.
Pidge.
Did you hear of the new affliction affecting players everywhere?
Single.
No.
Being single?
Called. Pidge is not single.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I love that a guy said, if you're 25 or older and single, you're not single. You're just unmarried.
Oh.
Yeah. Can't be like, I'm single. No, you're just not married.
You're just not married.
Yeah. You're just an unmarried person is what you are.
I mean, probably the boxes these days would just say married, unmarried.
Yeah.
Just straight up not married.
Yeah.
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 All right.
I'm just not going to feed into it. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Feed into
I'm
what?
Not going to feed into it.
I don't know what
it.
You're talking about. We're talking about people who play video games for hours upon hours because they don't have anyone in their life.
At all.
It's really weird. Again, Pidge has somebody in his life.
She's
and
working
plays hours
she
and
works,
hours.
She works crazy hours.
No, remember she reads next to him.
Yeah,
because
anyway.
She wants to be. Oh,
the affliction.
Okay, got it.
The affliction is a neck stiffness called PlayStation neck.
Oh, why can't it be Xbox neck?
The only stiffness that they have. Sorry. Okay, I need to leave. I am not mature enough for this. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Crisco.
I didn't listen to what you said, what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything you said. I was playing video games, getting stiffies.
Oh,
so, what?
That is so inappropriate.
No, it's a stiffy neck.
You know what? We have young people listening.
Yeah.
That is revolting.
Revolting to get a stiffy while playing?
Okay.
Do you have a stiffy now?
What is the problem?
Streaming gameplay for hours on end is contributing to the rise of unnecessary physical strain and pain, in addition to getting gamer thumb. I mean, is there a lamer illness? What do you have? I got a case of gamer thumb.
Yeah,
gamer thumb and PlayStation neck.
I just feel like
PS neck.
PS neck.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Because there are some nerds with probably gamer thumb who are richer than any of us could ever wish to be. Now, that's not me. And I'm not saying that like, oh, it's me. I wish I would have gotten into that whole thing. Like, because my reaction alone would make people laugh because I get so angry.
Well, why don't you do it now?
Yeah.
I could. I just don't know if there's so many good ones out there. I don't know if they'd be like,
me
oh,
you.
Fat lonely guy
you
in his basement.
Could be the team.
Yeah.
Like, it
wow,
just feels like
such a description.
It's called the stereotypical gamer. Oh, my God. This is great. Would it mean I don't have to work with this? Because
hopefully.
I would cut off a finger every single day for 10 straight days.
You can't cut off your gamer finger?
For 10 straight days.
That's a great point, Dad.
Yeah, you need that.
I would take hot sauce in the eye.
No.
Oh, I'll
daily.
Give you hot sauce in your eye.
What does that mean?
Right.
Yeah. She's literally carrying condiments in her purse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's got Frank's
right.
Red Hot. She's got mayo,
We've got
mustard.
The green Tabasco sauce, which is my favorite. Not too spicy. You actually might enjoy it.
Oh my God. Desert sleep is the worst.
Okay. More bad news for Pidge.
Oh no.
And Crisco.
Oh God. Both of us.
People who drink more than 2 liters of artificially sweetened beverages per week have a greater chance of developing an irregular heart rhythm.
Oh, I've had that for years.
AFib.
AFib. Got
oh,
it.
Oh, no.
I got AFib, BFib.
Yeah. Double DFib.
Double DFib for sure.
Yeah. Pidge, you have to change your ways.
Yeah. Well, I think I truly do have stiff neck disease.
Yeah.
And
I love how everything is disease. It's never syndrome.
And gamer thumb.
Yeah.
I don't think I drink 2 liters of sweetened beverages a week. You
are
said?
You kidding
oh,
me?
Yeah,
you drink
do.
A
no.
20 ouncer every
no,
morning.
I drink like maybe
no.
Like you should see how many of those Dr. Pepper bottles I get from the vending machine. I have stacked in my fridge. I don't know why I buy the big ones because I drink either. Maybe a half of it a day.
You and could then, save money and just buy some cans. Even the mini cans.
I mean,
that's
I,
a deal.
Or just not at all.
True.
That could be like the best choice of all.
Yeah, just switch to juice.
I mean, I don't want juice.
That's pure sugar too.
I know. Yeah. I do drink a good amount of water. I definitely drink probably 2 to 1.
What are you thinking, 4 to 6 ounces?
No, that's too much.
Too much, yeah.
Probably.
An eyedropper full?
That's probably so about cute. Right.
I takes it back. He's like, oh, look.
5, 6 drops, and I am hydrated.
Sammy, stop waterboarding me. It's too many drops.
Oh, but do you have a dedicated fridge in your home for just beverages?
Mm-hmm. Used to.
You? No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Up top.
Inside what? Or outside?
In my bedroom.
Oh.
Oh, like a mini fridge.
It was a good sized mini fridge. Like not like the in between mini fridge.
So a dorm fridge, and what was in it?
Soda and water. And then what I got in a really bad habit of when I you guys will love this. When I lived in Big Lake, the bathroom next to me only had a bathtub.
Yeah.
So I got in the habit of the night before I would put milk in one little Tupperware thing. And cereal in another Tupperware thing. Put the milk in my mini fridge. And then when I wake up, I turn on the bath, get my milk and cereal, hop in the bath while it fills up, and eat a bowl of cereal.
If I walked in on my husband doing that, I would be...
You'd be turned on, I know.
I don't know how I'd feel. Mm. Wouldn't that be different?
Yeah, wouldn't that be different? Crisco, do you want to share about your sweet bonus fridge that you have and how you have fully stocked it?
Oh, yeah. Calm down, Des.
I can't.
You are married to my cousin. I will tell you, I don't know what it popped into my head because my grandma had a fridge forever. Go down in the basement. That's the soda fridge.
Oh, yeah.
And you would go down and it had every single soda that was 10 to 12 years older than it should have been. They were so out of date, and it was like a Coca-Cola from like 1982. And so she would have those all downstairs. And I was like, God, what a genius lady. That was the only good thing she did in my life.
Genius lady.
Yeah. Oh, she was an awful lady for the most part. God rest her soul. But she had a drink fridge downstairs. And I was like, I want that. I don't have another fridge for any other reason. So my entire basement fridge is soda, water, juice boxes, because I'm 7. And then the freezer is filled with popsicles.
That is such a man cave.
You know who else has that? Michael Jackson.
Okay.
He did.
He never had popsicles.
He had popsicles and a fridge full of
children's juice beverages. Children's
and Capri Suns.
Children's beverages box.
Wait, you don't even have like a couple beers in there in case you have cool people over and that are like, hey man, I would love a beer.
So that would be less lonely and desperate if I had a beer in my fridge?
Well, people
I love
come
that
over.
Alcohol cures all for deaths. You don't have any Jameson or anything in that bad boy?
Can you imagine though just
you
having...
You don't keep Jameson in the fridge?
I don't know these things.
God.
I love it.
I don't know what things are popping and not popping.
Okay.
You don't need to have hard alcohol. But I mean, I just can imagine a buddy coming over being like, he's like, hey, do you want something to drink? Yeah, I'd love a brewski or something.
Why don't
like
you just
that.
Get the sign Neverland Ranch and just put it in front of your house? Because that's what it is.
You know I can't put an amusement park in my backyard. Okay, I've tried. I can't get the licensing.
He already has an island, remember? Yeah. Where he does some stuff.
True. Oh, my God. Why do I work here? You guys are like the three biggest assholes of all time.
You're the one doing this stuff. Yeah. If you don't see an issue with this,
are you telling me
children's beverages, a fridge fully stocked with kid beverages?
Box.
My kids would love your fridge because mine
basement.
Is filled with wine.
You make it sound so creepy. My grandma didn't have a basement full of people.
Because she has grandkids that go down there. You have just little girls that go down there apparently.
Oh my God.
Would you like a popsicle? Come on in.
Oh my God.
No, you guys, we were actually totally missing the point. Oh. It's just his favorites.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why that immediately goes to me locking kids in my basement.
Hey,
Jesus
we never said
Christ.
Locked. Never said locked.
Can always leave whenever they
want.
Oh man, oh my God. I want to have people over someday. Actually, I'd pay to see Ryan welcome somebody over and be like, would you like a juice box?
Or a popsicle?
Popsicle? You're a popsicle away from being me, so calm down.
No, I
yes,
no.
You are.
He's a cream puff away.
Yes, well, he's had plenty of cream puffs.
Yeah, I don't do popsicles.
Oh, God. Man. Oh, I'm sorry. That's where you differ from
I do
me.
Ice cream. It is, yeah.
You'll do ice cream, so you do another form of it.
He needs to put some weight on. No. He can't just be popsicling.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my God. It did get weird. I will admit.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I'm glad I shared.
Oh, my God.
I am, too. Thank you.
No snacks, though, like fruit snacks or anything?
No, that's upstairs.
Oh.
Well, I shouldn't have said
you
that.
You should keep snacks downstairs.
Probably just shut up. You know what?
More kid-like snacks. Yeah. So wherever the kids roam in his house, he has food for them.
Sorry that I had a messed up childhood and I can't move on, Ryan.
It's nice
we all
to
don't
know.
Have a great childhood with you and Twyla.
What? You know that's not even true.
No.
Son of a gun.
God dang it. It blew up my face. I hate this place.
Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepped, chef-crafted, ready-to-eat meals with Factor. Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery sets you up for success. How about a two-minute meal? Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. If you're always on the go and needing a quick and easy way to find something to eat, you need to try Factor Meals. They have an easy-to-use website. Plus, they offer loads of options like snacks, breakfast, smoothies, juices, and more to keep you going on the go no matter what's going on in your schedule. Factor is also extremely flexible. Change your order up every week with plans ranging from 6 to 18 meals per week, or you can pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. No prep, no mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping and cooking or cleanup needed afterwards. Head to factormeals.com/CDR50 and use code CDR50 to get 50% off. That's CDR50 at factormeals.com/CDR50 to get 50% off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Do you think for your surprise birthday party this weekend, Sammy's going to give you all of your, you know, childhood dreams, all of your candies and whatnot?
I don't know what she's getting me or doing. It's very sweet. It's a nice thought. But, like, I don't want to surprise anything. I want to know what we're doing.
Are you being a Debbie Downer?
Oh, buddy.
No.
Why does it matter?
I'm not, because I don't know what to expect. I don't know where we're going or if it's at home. Oh. I literally know nothing besides don't do anything on this day and this day.
That's a good thing. I mean, that
it's
sucks
not, how
the
do you
fun
know
out
it's
of
a good
it.
Thing?
That
it sucks the fun
is.
Out of
how
it.
How do you know? What's the good thing?
It's, what do you think
it?
She's going to bring you to a miserable night and go, happy
she does
birthday.
It constantly. She does. It's, it's, yeah.
Sammy, cancel his night or just get him kidnapped or something so we can see what a true miserable night is.
I'm not going to Crisco's.
I mean, I would, if I were Sammy, I would be like, can I do anything with anybody who wants to have fun? As long as it's not past 7 p.m. and as long as it's just sitting at home doing nothing and playing video games. But God damn it, if you sit here.
He has gamer neck.
That's true. He does have gamer neck. Yeah. He can't play. I'm sorry. I don't know. She's literally trying to do one nice thing. And you're like, I hate it.
I didn't say I hate it.
Well, listen,
he just wants to know.
I just
he
want
wants
to know.
The right to refuse it.
Thank you.
Because
yes.
What would be the worst outcome? Potentially.
Showing up to Crisco's house.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, that's good. You'll pay for it. No,
what do you mean?
No,
why
don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay, worst birthday party of your dreams. Well, nightmares, rather.
Yeah.
What would it be? Is it a room packed full of people?
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
would hate a surprise birthday party where 30 people jump out and go, surprise.
Yeah, I'm not a huge, like, party
Cancel
guy.
That party.
I would have fun. It would be fun. Again, it depends on who she invites.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have that many friends, to be honest. So, I was going to say it's by choice not to have that many friends, but it's not. I just don't have that many.
Oh.
But
God, this got so depressing.
I know,
between the two of them. Oh, my gosh.
The only problem, right, is just, like, she doesn't know many of my friends, so, like.
Well, no, she knows Hutch.
He's not my friend.
No.
No,
she's been in touch with him, and he's planning a party.
No, uh-huh.
That was not why she was in touch with him.
Oh.
Why was she in touch with him?
Can't talk about it.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, what's going on, guys?
Never mind.
It's same fine. Reason. You're in touch with Sammy?
in touch.
Hey, you're disgusting. Okay. I thought we were friends.
I actually didn't hear anything.
I knew I shouldn't trust you. I should not trust you.
So it's this weekend, the big party?
Yeah.
So we'll find out on Monday what it was. Okay.
I mean, do you guys like surprise parties?
No.
No one's ever thrown a party for me.
I've thrown
many a surprise parties, and I love that.
So Yvonne,
I think it's so fun to be on that
side. It's fun for you.
It's
fun to plan the surprise.
But
I can't
imagine she's going to set you up to fail. Like Yvonne did something nice for you and set up a party.
He knows better.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Ryan literally tries to go through life with as little fun as possible.
So do I. You just said that to me.
Just because he's not drinking juice boxes doesn't mean he doesn't have any fun.
He's drinking juice boxes. God, I just want you to joke so badly.
We all have our different things that are fun. And
yeah. That's okay.
And
it just makes
some people like ripping people apart,
unique.
And that's their fun.
Sometimes
that's great.
It is.
God.
Oh, man.
Well, Des knows.
I feel like you two need your cups filled up.
Like, no, I feel like you need something.
With love.
My cup is so full of love.
No, it doesn't
it's
feel like it.
It's overflowing.
You just.
I thought you loved me.
I do, but I have to
fake.
Fill up your cup.
She's as fake as her hair color.
Yeah. This is starting to sound like a Maury episode.
You are the father.
Wait, the father of what?
I don't know.
Are you his father? Are we finally finding out?
My God. I don't think the maths. I don't think it will add up.
Unless you were like 7.
Boy, I should take credit as he was my child. I would really up my game.
You know what you need to do? You need to invite them over to your neighbor's house and let them get in that giant hamster ball.
Oh.
That's what they need to do.
It
for Pidge's birthday.
The coolest thing. Did you see the video, Pidge? Okay. Wait, just when
remember,
you
don't love me and include me in things.
It's on my Instagram page at DesK95. But
check it out once.
It's for it's like adult size. I fully got in. You kind of like hook your arms around. It feels weird because you're like, oh my God, I'm surrounded by this. Somebody pushes you and you just roll down the hill. It is so cool.
Can I push you?
Yeah. I'll let you push me.
Oh.
Is it one of those?
I can't wait.
Is it?
She can't get hurt. She's like Bubble Girl.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna bring her to the Wile E. Coyote Acme Cliff and just push her down.
I want to see this. Okay, so it is one of like the clear balls.
Yep.
Fun. Let me see.
It's so fun. The kids were doing it, and finally, I'm like, why do the kids just get to have fun? I'm hopping in there.
Yeah.
And then my neighbor, Chris, literally pushed me so hard. He's like, "Dad, take that." And I'm like, mom.
I think he was trying to get some aggression out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the one who thinks I'm just as annoying, but loves me like Crisco.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never said love.
Oh, buddy.
Never said that.
I feel like.
All right, I'll bring you some juice boxes.
Like you need to just get some stuff out right now.
Oh, I'm going to get stuff out. I'm going to that new rage room.
Oh.
I didn't. Why would you assume that I meant I'm going to go home and get stuff out?
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to that rage room and just paint each one of your faces on there. It's going to be great.
What did I do?
It's going to be great. Yes.
Aww. You could print out my face.
Actually, you know what? All
I've
I need to do
before.
Is send Ryan a gift card, and that pisses him off. So I'll do that later on today. And I can't wait because I know it will mean he has to go out of his way to get me a drink in the morning.
You know what?
God,
it would make me so mad too. Definitely do not send me a gift card.
I would never send you a gift card.
So pissed.
I want nothing.
No, ooh, icky coffee.
Ryan,
nothing but the worst.
I'm going to send you a gift card and I expect nothing in return.
I
don't want anything
pure
in return.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm doing it right
here's
now.
What we're going to do.
Phone.
We're going to sample the chips that he brought in.
No.
And we're going to find out if these are the greatest chips in the world.
I hope they are.
Have
you guys tried them yet?
Jesus,
he said they're better than anything we've ever had because cheddar sour cream ruffles is my top chip.
Yeah.
I don't know about where it falls for you.
I love them.
I think we all love them.
Yeah.
So do we agree on one thing?
Yeah.
The greatest chip is cheddar sour cream ruffles?
Yeah. Yes. I won't say the greatest chip.
Oh, okay.
I'm just being honest.
What's the greatest?
Probably all around just a classic Dorito.
We knew it.
Yeah,
Cool Ranch is my personal favorite.
Any Dorito is not in my top.
So Flamin' Hot Cheddar Sour Cream. I don't know where you found these. I've never seen these in my life.
I got these at Speedway. It was just on my way home. I had to get gas, grabbed them, and I was like, okay.
Okay, there I'm excited because I love spicy, and I love. Oh, they smell good.
Oh my God, okay. I hate this.
Why? Because they're good.
Oh, I hate this. Now, seeing that, I want them.
Oh.
Why did I even try it?
I don't want
that. Is so good.
So you're saying it's not the Holy Grail of chips?
No, he's saying that he wants them.
Stupid. I forgot how good cheddar ruffles are.
Mm-hmm. And then add some spice in there? Dude.
See, I'm not spicy. I just want a classic cheddar ruffle.
Mm.
Oh, that is delicious. Yeah. A nice spicy app. Is it too spicy for
me? No, I'm eating it like a weird person.
Oh, I forget.
I have to let it melt. Have you ever had a melted chip? Because that's what I just had.
Like a Jesus wafer.
I literally sat there going,
sucking the spice off.
Those are only good with wine.
Yeah. There it is again. Somehow worked it way back.
Thank you for ruining my day.
You're welcome. Did you want the rest of the bag? I should have got the big bag.
Yeah, no, hit your hips.
I don't want it.
Oh, my God. God forbid you have fun in your life. Just eat them.
I don't want them.
You want them.
Keep your delicious chips to yourself.
I hate you. You tasty chips.
Yes.
To the worst. You want some more?
I got to go.
I'll here, take them to go. You don't get them.
Chris, go, Des, and Ryan. Chris, go, Des, and Ryan. Chris, go, Des, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
Do you hate where you work? I'm not going into that again.
Wow.
I'm not going into that again. But somebody who is super reliable, unlike the people in my life, is Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing. And they've been doing this for over 40 years. They have dealt with Des. They've dealt with my mom. They can deal with the lowest of low and come into your house and make it better.
Well, they've been in your house. So it doesn't
and made
get
it out. So they made it out.
Da-da-da. All right. No, in all seriousness, we love Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing. I have a new home comfort system. Crisco has one. His mom finally has one. And if it's time to replace, Apollo is the place. So go to callapollo.com and just have them come out and make sure your system is running good. Whether it's hot, whether it's cold, Apollo has you covered. And don't you worry, Apollo. I've got you covered where Mr. Pouty Pants is sitting there with his microphone on.
Is that, well... That's what I feel like around you. I just want to be anywhere but with you. Callapollo.com. It's callapollo.com.
You've been listening to Chris, Godez, and Ryan.
After Hours.